bench. She is the spokesperson for the Utah Giant Pumpkin Growers, and they just had a weigh-off. And Lindsay, tell me what happened.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was so much fun. And this year, we even had sun instead of rain. Last year, it was freezing.
And so
we have a winner.
You have a winner. And so last year, the winning pumpkin weighed how much?
Last year, the winning pumpkin at the weigh-off at Thanksgiving Point was 1731, but the state record ended up being 1817.
And that was the year before, wasn't it?
It was actually last year. It was weighed in a different state, but it was from Utah, so it still counted up as the Utah state record.
Oh, okay. And so what happened this year?
This year, the winning pumpkin weighed 1455, so 1,455 pounds, and the winner was Brent Evans.
And has Brent won before?
He has not, so that was kind of exciting. It was a new winner, and he also has a son that grows as well, so and his son had a personal best. It was kind of a fun way off because a lot of people had pumpkins that were their best, their personal bests that were bigger than they've ever grown, and it was just, you know, we had new faces get different prizes, and it was fun.
And that's always a good thing because it brings more people in to the group, and you start hooking them in, and they just find out how fun it is.
Yes, of course.
So, all right, so we're talking like a 300-pound difference from the state record to this year. Is that what happens when you have a month of rainy, cool weather?
You know, last year... You know what? I don't know. I don't know if it's just the dude. His name's Matt McConkey, and I don't know if he has, like, some secret magic soil or if he, like, feeds his pumpkins steroids, what he does. But he grows huge pumpkins. And I don't know if, I mean, he grows in greenhouses, and I'm sure that has, you know, where he has, like, a controlled environment, controlled watering, controlled everything, and he just knows what he's doing.
So tell me about the way off then. That was the end of September, and you have another way off coming up?
Yes, the way off was the 26th, and it was at Thanksgiving Point, and I'm not sure how many entries there were, many, many. There's a junior division and then the main division, and they just start weighing the pumpkins from estimated smallest to largest, and mine was a personal best. Previously, my pumpkin, my best, was 307 pounds, and mine ended up weighing 755 pounds.
So that's got to feel pretty good. You more than doubled the weight.
Yeah, it was great. Although I really wanted to break a half ton. That's for next year, I guess.
And so what?
And I can be part of the, you know, quote, half-ton club, and that's cool.
What do you think you'll do different next year?
You know, if I'm going to stay in my house longer, I'm going to chop down a tree, maybe.
you're a little short on sunlight?
I am. I'm short on sunlight. I don't get sun until about 1:30 in the afternoon. So I think that would help a lot, and I would get my watering system in earlier so that it's steady throughout the whole season.
And tell me about what is coming up. There's another way off this weekend.
Yes. So this is new this year, the first annual way off at Hee Haw Farm, which is in Pleasant Grove. And it is on the 10th of October.
So there possibly could still be another record breaker lurking out there that just didn't get weighed?
Yes. In fact, anything that's been grown in Utah, whether it's weighed here or elsewhere, can count, you know, as a state record here.
So, and apparently you're weighing more than pumpkins.
Yes. We, you know, we're the Utah Giant Pumpkin Growers, and we grow giant pumpkins, but people bring giant vegetables, giant tomatoes. They're weighing, they have giant pear gourds, giant zucchini or marrows, they call them, and it's a blast.
This is fairly traditional, too, because I was watching a series on PBS, and as part of that series, they were talking about growing giant potatoes. Who could get the largest potato?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and if you go on our Facebook page, the Utah Giant Pumpkin Growers, you know, we're all kind of involved a little bit in that. People will post pictures of their giant radishes or their giant whatever it is that they grow. It's a lot of fun.
It's
been
funny. Do you grow
giant? Bring us together, and it's a lot of fun to watch each other and what each other are growing. We share seeds.
Do you grow giant broccoli?
I have not seen that.
Maybe that's something I'll have to bring down.
Maybe we just cut down our tree and send that in. I don't know.
Well, overall, how would you grade this season for yourself and then also for the giant pumpkin growers?
You know, we had so many pumpkins lost this year. I think they would say it was kind of a crazy season. For me personally, it was good. I got a personal best. The weather was definitely up and down and all around, but it was just fun to see different people rise and bring bigger pumpkins, and, you know, the old winners and the people who usually bring the bigger ones just come and support everyone. And it was just a lot of fun to see new faces win.
Well, I'm curious, how do you move a giant pumpkin? So you had your 300 pounder last year. Now you've got a 700 pounder, and I mean, you've got an elaborate system to feed it and to water it. How do you move it?
This is good. I'm glad you asked. So it took a lot of thought, actually, because it's not easy to get any kind of moving vehicle into my backyard. We have a hill into our backyard, and it's not big. So I thought on this one, and what I came up with was to screw my old skis onto the bottom of a pallet, and we got as many people as we could in the neighborhood and slipped a kind of like a lifting tarp underneath the pumpkin best we could by kind of tipping it. And then we all took pieces of it and lifted it just enough to get on top of it. And, you know, really, all of us were just lifting. We could barely get about 6 inches up to get on top of the pallet. And once we got on the pallet, we skied it on out. We pulled it with a Ranger, as well as we had to push it as well. We pulled it with the Ranger, and then the rest of us pushed it. We got it up the hill, and then did the same up onto a trailer.
I was just wondering if you had like a winch on a truck that would, you know, winch it toward the truck, and then I just can imagine this could be a real neighborhood job. How many people were there?
Oh yeah, harvest day is a big deal. You know, it's, you know, who's gonna help and how are you gonna do it? And, you know, I ended up having the skis on the bottom of a pallet, which was hilarious to my dad, but ended up working fantastic. And then other people, yeah, they'll use winches. Another friend used scaffolding. Some people use lifting rings or tripods. My dad used a forklift. So
your dad,
however creative way you can get, you know, however you can do it, without cracking or injuring the pumpkin, because if it's cracked, if there's holes, then it's disqualified. So there's a lot of nerves involved.
Your dad shouldn't be laughing at you. He's the one that got you involved with this. You used to laugh at him.
Right? You laughed, but my idea worked.
so tell me about the judging process itself. It's not just how much it weighs. What else are they looking at?
Well, the main way off prize does is just the weight. Which one weighs the most and doesn't have cracks, is sound, doesn't have bruises, doesn't have pieces out of it. If it's damaged, then they can't, it's not qualified. There is a Howard Dill Award where it's the prettiest pumpkin, which one looks the best.
Well, and how do you, with all that moving though, I can't imagine you not having a few little divots in there. I mean, do they give you some leeway?
Yeah. If it's scratched or damaged a little bit, that's fine. But it can't. I mean, there are definite rules that are defined in the GPC. You know, there are written rules that have to apply. Like, it cannot be like it can't have holes or anything where people could stick stuff in to make it weigh more. If it has a crack, you know, that's why we ended up blowing that one up, because it had cracked open.
So you had a big
things
one
like that.
You had a big one that couldn't be judged because it had a crack in it, and so you blew it up?
Yes. It had a crack. It grew too fast, and the skin cracked on it, so into the cavity. So we put a I don't know, can I say bomb? We put a Tupperware of Tannerite inside it and blew the pumpkin up.
So tell me about this pumpkin blowing up. I guess last year it was a private affair, but this year you made it more public?
Yes, and we want to do it next year and make it even more public.
So what do you...
We're always thinking of crazy things to do. We've floated one of these huge pumpkins down the Colorado River as well.
I was just going to ask, what do you do with these giant pumpkins once they've been weighed off?
Well, there's the regatta coming up on the 17th, and that's the boat race, Sugar House Park. And then following that on the 24th is the pumpkin drop, where we're going to smash things and have all kinds of mess. Smash cars, pianos, whatever we can find.
Who donates the things to be smashed?
Anyone that has anything they want to donate. If anyone has anything they'd like to donate, please contact us.
I think I saw last year you dropped a pumpkin on a van.
We did.
That was...
We tried to do a catapult. That didn't quite work out, but we've dropped cars on pumpkins. We dropped pumpkins on cars, dropped them on trailers.
So the regatta...
Cannons.
The regatta is on the 17th?
Yes,
and
correct.
Where is that held?
Sugar House.
And what time?
Sugar House Pond. From 10 to 2, I believe.
Okay. And when is the drop?
The drop is at Hee-Haw Farms, and it is on the 24th. And it is usually from 12 to 4. I'll have to check the time on that for sure.
But if anyone had any questions or wanted to get more information, they would just go to UtahGiantPumpkinGrowers.org or .com?
.com.
Okay. And that'll have all the information
coming up.
Plus, you'll be able to find videos of stuff, I'm sure.
All of the fun stuff that we've done and are doing. And if you're interested in seeing, you know, what the regatta is like or what the drop is like, you can check those out. They're just a lot of fun.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
Join the club. Get some seeds. I promise you, once you try this once, you'll be hooked.
And
it seems funny. I made fun of this one time.
And where do you get the seed?
From us, from joining the club, you get a packet of seeds.
And what does it cost to join the club, and you just do that through the website?
Yeah, you can do that on the website or at our events. You can get more information as well. And I believe it's $20, and you get a packet of all of the best genetics in the state. So
sounds like fun. I know it's pretty detailed. We've been following you all through the summer, and it's been kind of fascinating listening to all the things you've been doing for your own pumpkin, and congratulations on how much more larger you're able to grow a pumpkin this year.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun. It really is.
That's Lindsay Bent. She is the spokesperson for the Utah Giant Pumpkin Growers, and we've been following her all through the summer, and hopefully you can head down and go to the pumpkin drop or the pumpkin regatta. Information is at UtahGiantPumpkinGrowers.com. Lindsay, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.